Welcome back to another episode of New Year, New Beginnings, Welders Without Borders podcast. I'm your host, Professor Samuel Colton. It's February 18th, 2023, and today's podcast is going to be talking about oxy-fuel welding and cutting equipment. So first off, I want to just tell you that safety is everything. And so learning how to set up, pressurize, and use your oxy-fuel apparatus, that's the proper term. The flame is the tool. Before I get too far into this podcast, I'm going to pause. Whoa, Professor, hold on. Let's have a big shout out for some really awesome welding students who are also wrestling in Arizona today for the state championships. And so I want to just put a shout out to all the wrestlers and welding students from Baghdad High School in Baghdad, Arizona. Best of the luck to you guys today. I know you're really put your hearts into what you're doing. It's awesome to know you're wrestling for the championship. Okay. Well, let's move on to oxy-fuel cutting and welding equipment. Probably the most important thing to recognize is that you need to be dealing with a reputable gas distributor who's providing you with cylinders. That's the compressed gas cylinders. They're not tanks. The Army has tanks. Babies have bottles. Welders have cylinders. High-pressure cylinders for containing the gas. And we're talking about oxygen cylinders and acetylene cylinders. And when you look at these cylinders, they come with a placard on them so you know what the gas is. And they have distinct safeties on them. An oxygen cylinder, besides having a CGA, Compressed Gas Association, approved valve, will also have a pressure relief on the cylinder valve itself. And what that does is if that cylinder overpressurizes for any reason, that little rupture disc will break and let all the gas out of that cylinder. It's not resettable. You're going to return it back to your vendor. Now, on the acetylene cylinder, it's different. It has some thermal plugs, and those plugs melt out at just over 200 degrees, and they release the pressure in the tank. Oops, my bad. The cylinder. And the idea is that yes, you're going to release all the gas, and yes, you could have a flame coming out of that tank, but that's more desirable than that tank overheating and detonating. And so that's two of the important distinctions between the oxygen cylinder and the acetylene cylinder. Now, equally important is each of these cylinders comes equipped with a cap. That's right, a screw-on cap. Now, that cap is to protect the valve in case the cylinder is inadvertently knocked over so you don't break the valve off and release all the pressure all at once. Now, those cylinder caps are not designed to be used for lifting the cylinder. So don't weld a loop on them and hook them up with a hoist or anything like that. Excuse me. A little throat clearing going on there this morning. So look, those cylinders are designed to provide you a safe supply of pressurized gas to the apparatus. Now, when you first receive those cylinders from your vendor, some of the really top-end, I like to call them the top-end suppliers, they actually have a shrink wrap on the valve to keep the valve from getting any contamination, dust, dirt, spiders, creepy crawlies. So first thing you do is you take that cylinder, you get it onto the cart or you get it tied up. That's right. It's like a bad dog that needs to have some restraint. So tie that cylinder up to your cart or to wherever you're going to use it. Make sure it can't come in contact with the work table. You don't want to do any arcing against that cylinder. And then you're going to crack the cylinder valve. That's right. You're going to crack it. And make sure it's pointed away from you and away from anybody else. You're just going to crack it and just give it a quick burst. And that's going to help clear out any dust or contamination that might be inside the valve. You'll know it by the distinct sound. And then you quickly shut it off. And so after you've cleared the valve, then now you're able to hook up your approved oxyacetylene cutting and welding gas apparatus, which is the cylinder pressure regulator. Now, myself, my personal preference has always been Victor regulators and Victor brand torches. I started in the trade with them. They absolutely set the standard for everybody else to follow. And so I'm just going to tell you, I'll go ahead and hook up my Victor oxygen regulator to my cylinder. And so that's a right-hand thread. And so that's going to be a female-to-male fitting. And so I'll thread that on. I'm going to snug it up. And so I've got my regulator on. Of course, the cylinder's valve's off. But just in case you needed to be told that. So then I'm going to do the same with my acetylene regulator, but it's going to be a male-to-female connection. And you're going to know it's a fuel connection because there's a little groove notched into the threaded component, the threaded nut, the part that screws in to the cylinder valve. And so all the fuel regulators and all the fuel hose connections are going to have a left-hand thread. And that's so you can't cross-connect it with the oxygen. And you'll know it's a fuel connection because of that groove that's in all of the threaded connections on the hoses and the regulator. Okay, so we're all hooked up. We're going to connect our hoses. Of course, when you buy them, you're going to buy a good quality oxyacetylene hose. Don't buy one that's too long. A lot of places you go to work, they got 100 foot of hose on there. That's absolutely not right. You don't need 100 feet of hose. If you need to be able to reach something 100 feet away, you're reaching too far from your gas source. Because just like anything else, the further away that gas has to travel, the more pressure you're going to be tempted to put on the line, and that actually doesn't help get you more gas. When you overpressurize a hose, the atoms actually rub up against the wall of the hose, and it slows the gas down and narrows the stream. So always just get a bigger hose if you have to travel further. Okay, having said that, we're going to connect the red or the fuel connection to the acetylene cylinder. We're going to connect the oxygen hose to the oxygen cylinder and the regulator apparatus. We're going to check our thumb screw if it's a thumb screw type regulator. Now, Victor's come out with a 2.0, which is a much more ergonomically improved regulator assembly. It also has a little bit of a crush component in case it is inadvertently knocked over. It's more compact, so it's less likely to break the regulator off if that happens. So there's a lot of safety features. Victor's an evolving brand, and so I got to just tell you, that's why I like it so much. So we are all connected to that part, so most important. Now we're going to connect it to the torch body. And then you look on a Victor torch, you'll see there's an O for oxygen, there's an F for fuel, right hand, left hand connection. We keep that consistency all the way through. And then this is where on the torch body we have some options. We can either connect a welding heating nozzle, or we can connect a cutting attachment. So I would tell you, while you're listening to this podcast, even if you can, just pull up your ESOB and go to their gas apparatus and take a look at all of the resources that are there for your oxyacetylene outfits. And there's a lot of instruction there. Great training materials coming out from all the manufacturers, all available online. So you've got your torch all hooked up. Connected everything, you're feeling pretty proud of yourself. Well, stop. Let's do a leak test. Now, there's a way to do that with what I call a dry method. So, and if you do choose to do a wet method, which means you're going to use a leak detecting solution, please, absolutely, use a solution that is commercially prepared for checking for leaks on oxygen acetylene systems. You can get that from just about any reputable welding supplier. But the dry check method can be just as effective. So you're going to make sure all the valves are off at the torch end. You're going to introduce the gas to the system by opening the oxygen cylinder valve, the wheel valve, all the way open. You're going to open the acetylene 1.5 turns. The reason 1.5 turns is so that we could quickly shut it off. Remember, the acetylene is what burns, not the oxygen. Oxygen is only an enhancement to combustion. But we'll pressurize it by turning the pressure on the pressure gauge to the hoses. Just set it for 3 to 5 pounds. Same on both cylinders. And then you're going to close the cylinder valve itself. Close it off. So now you've trapped the gas between the cylinder and the torch body. And we'll just stop and watch the gauges. And if that gauge holds for at least 3 minutes, no movement, you can be assured that there's not a leak. That's a pretty good assurance. That needle tells you if there's any gas leaking out. And if there is, what do? You tighten all the connections, repressurize, close the cylinders off again, and wait another 3 minutes. It's the best 3 minutes you'll ever invest. Check for leaks. Now, once you're confident that there's no leaks, then we move to lighting the torch and using the apparatus. But after 2 tries, if you still are showing some drop in pressure, you better figure it out. And I would tell you that's probably when you need to do the wet method. Find that leak. You should have no leaks. So we've checked out our apparatus. Let's get to the light up here. So we're going to crack the acetylene, and we're going to use our spark lighter, not our cigarette lighter. Please don't ever flick your Bic to light a torch. No. Only use a spark lighter that's designed for lighting a torch. So you'll strike the arc. You'll light the torch. And then you're going to adjust the acetylene so it smokes. You want that flame to smoke first, and then you're going to increase the acetylene gas until the smoke clears. Just enough till you got a smokeless flame. Now what that's doing is establishing the flow rate, because this torch is gas cooled. That's right. As the gas passes through the torch at the right rate, it's going to help cool the tip so you can operate the welding and cutting safely without damaging the apparatus. Listen to me. Don't be one of those smart people that thinks they're going to skip that step. Adjust that flow rate first, and then you're going to introduce the oxygen, and you're going to increase the oxygen until you have what's called a neutral flame. That means that the luminous cone, that's a little shiny cone of the flame on the coming off the end of the tip, is going to not have any wafting tail. I'm describing it to you. You'll know it when you see it. Just that neutral flame. Now you're ready to cut or weld. Now remember, when you're cutting, the pressure is a ratio. Higher oxygen to acetylene, because when you push the oxygen jet lever down to make a cut, you need that extra pressure to do that. Okay, so we've got our neutral flame. We're either welding, heating, or cutting. We're all set. We're going to do our work. You're going to watch a couple YouTube videos. Go to your manufacturer's site. And probably the best thing is get with an experienced welder and have them actually walk you through this. Now, you're ready for the shutdown. We're going to shut the apparatus down. So we're done with the torch work. So we're going to shut the flame off. On a Victor, we're going to shut the oxygen off first. Now, Victor torches come equipped with a backflash arrestor and a one-way check valve. So when we shut off that oxygen first and then we shut off the acetylene second, that flame should extinguish. Now, if any time you're shutting the torch down, the reason you want that acetylene last is if you have a little bit of a valve leak, that flame's not going to go right out. And that's going to tell you you need to service, maintain, or replace those torch valves. Isn't that great? Pretty smart, huh? So you get your torch shut off. Now we're going to shut down the system and secure it. So we're going to turn off our acetylene valve on the cylinder. We're going to turn off our oxygen valve on the oxygen cylinder. So we've shut off the supply, but we're not done yet. The supply's off, so we're going to now go back and open the torch valves and we're going to bleed the system. That's right. You'll watch the regulator gauges go down to zero, zero. That means we have evacuated all the pressure from the cylinder all the way out to the end of the torch. Now that we've done that, we'll close off the valves on the torch. We get the valves shut off on the cylinder, and we're going to back the regulators out. That's the last thing. Just a couple turns, but now we've got layers of safety. We've got the cylinder off. We've got the regulator backed off so it won't introduce any pressure, and we have the valves on the torch shut off. So that's a nice, safe startup, nice, safe shutdown, and it's all made possible because we have the right equipment to do the right job. Well, look, I want to direct you again to any of the manufacturers' websites. Victor, through the ESOB website, you can find Harris products. And, of course, Miller also has their lineup. So you've got a variety of torch manufacturers that are all highly thought of in the industry. I have my preference, but, you know, sometimes you start out right, you just stick with it. Well, this is Professor Samuel Colton wrapping up another podcast telling you to go to your distributor, go to your local schools, get the training you need to have a great career in welding. And we'll thank you for listening. And we're going to tell you, Soldadores Sin Fronteras, global vision, local mission, wishing you a great day. We'll catch you down the road.